Mark Sigmund, are you ready?
Sure am, Gary.
Mike Vito, are you ready?
Yes, sir, Gary, ready to do it.
All right, let's go.
Call in now to be heard live on the Clean and Sober Radio Show at 888-329-3306. That's 888-329-3306. Good afternoon and welcome to Clean and Sober Radio out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on radio station WWDB 860. And you are about to experience an incredible show, Clean and Sober Radio. I'm Gary Hendler. I'm the host, along with my co-host, Mark Sigmund. We're going to give you another good show.
We sure are, Gary. Friday afternoon here in Philadelphia, rainy Friday.
Man, it is miserable.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Hate this weather.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it gets dark at like 3:30 now too, right?
Well, no, I think 4:45.
Yeah, it's that time of year.
4:45. Yeah.
We got to keep it bright.
Well, we got through November pretty well. So we have December, January, February, and March. 120 days.
120 days until spring.
Pretty much.
Okay, that's definitely looking at it half full.
Half full.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like this weather. I'll take it as hot as anything. I mean, we were talking before we went on, guys, that we like to go into the Caribbean and...
I know.
That kind of weather is what...
I know. And poor Gary. That's all I can say.
That's right, man.
He'd usually be right this week, guys. He'd usually be sitting on a chaise in his swim trunks in you know where.
It's called... Jamaica, Mom.
Jamaica, which is on a lot of people's no-fly list.
Yeah, well, I'm not. It's a no-fly. You're right. Yeah, it's no-fly. Anyway, Clean and Sober Radio. We're a nonprofit, and we rely on donations. So if you would go to our website, cleanandsoberbroadcasting.com, you'll see where to donate. You'll see who's been on the show. You'll see what events are coming up. And you even be able to listen and watch some old shows, right, Mark?
Yeah, and there's a whole gallery of pictures. You can see all our old guests that have been on here. And, it's a good site. So check it out, cleanandsoberbroadcasting.com.
And if you want to get involved with the conversation today, we really encourage you. You know, we really want to know how you're dealing with this pandemic. Because, we're not going to, there's a lot of talk. You know, the vaccines are coming, but we're still months away.
Yes, it's getting bad out there, but a lot of people are falling into isolation, and so this is a great time to reach out or check us out on Facebook and join the conversation. Let us know how you're doing at 888-329-3306.
My man, it's only been 5 years, but he got it. Total respect for this guy right here. Also, if you want to watch us doing the show, go to Facebook. Our page is Clean and Sober Radio. And Mark, what do you always say? Share, share, share.
Yes, hit the share button. We want to send this all over the world.
We don't mean C-H-E-R. We mean S-H-A-R-E. Share. Right? Let me text Tony Luke right now.
Okay. And the cheesesteak.
Yeah. You know, when I was in Harrisburg, I introduced him as the Cheesecake King.
Did you really?
Yeah. I not on purpose either, you know.
He is the man. I was thinking about it today. He is one of the most talented guys.
He's got a great voice, too.
Oh, my gosh. Between the music and between all the different things. He's been in multiple movies. Tony Luke's cheesesteaks are phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and he can also eat an entire pizza at one city, if I remember correctly.
He did tell us that, didn't he?
Yes. I think even more than one pizza. Tony Luke, his reputation precedes him.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Let me see. 1-888-329-3306. Let me just tell him, Clean and Sober Radio. Give us a call, Tony. How unprofessional is that? Okay. All right. Okay. Here, Brad, you can have that back. Anyway, let's see. A couple of things are, I mean, a lot of things are going on. But, Mark, did you hear about this osteopathic doctor? He was involved with a motorcycle gang, and he sold $5 million in prescription pills out of New Jersey. I'm not going to mention his name or anything like that, but I think he got, rightly so, what did he get, 30 years?
He got a while, huh?
Yeah, he got a long, long time. And, you know, he made a comment in court that, as a doctor, this is a practice. It's not perfect.
Gosh, you know? Yeah, and I'll tell you, I mean, we've been hearing more and more of that over the last couple years of the doctors getting caught. So hopefully they're cleaning the gunnels and getting these docs off
absolutely,
the street.
Absolutely, because they're killing killing people for money.
Yeah.
You know. Hey, looks like Tony Luke is on the air right
all
now.
All right.
He's on the phone. Tony, you there, brother?
Hi, Tony.
What's up, Gary?
Yo, say hi to Mark.
Tony.
Hey, Mark, what's up?
Not much. How are you?
I'm good. How's everyone?
We're hanging in there. I'll tell you something. We were just saying, and Mark actually said it. Besides all the, look, we have a lot of viewers and listeners who are not from this area. So let me just give a little background. So Tony Luke, for years has been known for a cheesecake.
He did it again.
Cheesesteak. Hey, Tony, remember in Harrisburg, I introduced you as a cheesecake. Anyway, so he's been involved in cheesesteak business, restaurants, food for many, many, many years, has an incredible reputation. And Tony had a tragedy. His son passed away as a result of an addiction, and Tony now has been giving back in an unbelievable way, in every which way. He's an inspiration to all of us in recovery, and he's also, you know, a really talented, and I know, you know, Tony's a big guy and a tough guy, but I know that he, I think, took acting lessons, can dance, and can do
sing.
He can do all that sissy
multiple
stuff.
Multiple movies.
I mean, all that really good stuff, you know that.
And, really good stuff.
Tony, listen, man, we love you here. Welcome to the show. We want to know what you're doing now and how you're helping people. And we're just very, very grateful that you're giving us the time today. So welcome to the show, bro.
Well, first of all, God, I miss you very, very much. You know that I love you so much. I miss everyone. It's just been crazy with COVID and everything that's going down. And it's so much worse for people that are struggling, you know, with addiction and are in recovery, you know, being locked alone and not being able to see anyone. So it's hard on me. And I know it's even doubly hard on people that are struggling. So I try to reach out as much as I can. So what is going on? I have the new album scheduled to come out mid-January, which I'm really excited about. Really excited because it's the first album I've ever written. It's ever written that was this important to me and the cause that I'm trying to get out, the word that I'm trying to get out. So I'm excited about that. The Sound Mind Network is moving along really well. COVID kind of put a real restraint on it. And what that is, I hooked up with Joe Niccolo from Rough House Records, and Joe's got 9 Grammys and 150 million albums sold, and Joe's a phenomenal producer, and we put together a foundation called the Sound Mind Network, which we got a group of people together, and what we want to do is give people an opportunity to self-medicate through the arts, through literature, through music, through playing an instrument, through painting, through drawing and sculpting, and a different outlet for them to relieve that pressure, to help them get through the bad times than self-medicating with medication. And we put an album together, which Cole was first to step up. God, I love him. Kevin Bacon and his brother, the Bacon Brothers, and you know, they did two singles for the album, and we're working with a lot of artists now that are coming on board, and we're going to release the album, and all funds that are made from the album will go towards the Sound Mind Network, which will help promote and facilitate all of these extracurricular activities and programs for people that are suffering from addiction.
Tony, we would like to be, Mark and I would like to be instrumental in helping you get the word out. So once you, we could talk off the air and everything, but we'd like to promote the stuff that you do to get out to as many people as possible.
You know, I can't tell you how much that means to me. I really appreciate it because none of us are making any money from it. Nobody takes a salary. Mm-hmm. You know, none of us are, you know, it's not about money. It's about collecting money and then putting it back out and get videos done and to help promote putting music out that people can relate to, which is the whole idea of my new album. It's everything that I've been through. I mean, the songs are about real life. It tells real stories. Some are very sad. Some are very hopeful. But it's the truth. That's why I said this album is so important to me.
And is this the first album or the second?
This is the first album since, 1985.
Okay, okay.
You know, so this is the first album. And like I said, the most important, because this album saved my life in a way of being able to get all of this out. And hopefully we'll reach people and be able to affect them and help them the way it did me.
You know, we're old guys, so we say album, but it's actually not a vinyl album. Is that right, Tony?
Well, yes and no. I mean, it will be released in all of the streaming venues, okay. But it will be released on vinyl as well.
Oh, okay.
Vinyl is making a huge comeback. Huge comeback.
Tony, I have a record player in my office. I know.
I love vinyl.
Yeah, me too, man.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing like vinyl. The only thing I try to tell kids today is they can buy record players from Amazon, and they're Bluetooth compatible. Mm. And what I try to tell people is the second you connect it through a streaming to Bluetooth, there's no difference than streaming it from your phone.
Got
so
it.
If you want to hear what an album sounds like, you have to get a tuner, you know, a phono tuner or some kind of a preamp that goes in, you know, that the record player goes into, and then speakers out of the preamp or tuner to really hear the depth of an album. When you stream it on Bluetooth from a record player, you're compressing it.
Okay.
So you're not getting the real sound of the album.
Got it.
Maybe that's what I'll ask for Christmas, is a record player.
Yeah, do you have vinyl? Do you have any vinyl?
I don't, but I love it. You can get
vinyl easily. As Tony said, it's readily available.
So much better than the old cassette tapes, isn't it, Tony?
Oh, yeah.
Remember the old cassette tapes?
Oh, my God. Oh. Yeah. I remember 8-tracks. That's how old I am.
Oh, man.
Tony, they stopped making 8-tracks before World War II. How do you understand?
I've never seen one, I don't think,
had an 8-track in my car back then.
Yeah, that's right.
Really?
I have an 8-track. I have an 8-track player and cassettes. They're big.
Remember the reel-to-reel, the quarter-inch reel-to-reel?
Sure.
You'd be able to get music and play it like that, too. It was really amazing.
Oh, my God. Tony, so tell us, I understand where the inspiration came to do these songs. Are they all about addiction and recovery?
That's an excellent question. I can give it to you this way so you understand. I met this young woman and we were speaking.
Okay.
And when I was out speaking, and then I met another young lady when we were out speaking, and then another young man, and another young, all of these young kids that I was talking to in their 20s that were really, really struggling, and they opened up to me.
Right.
So I was sitting at the piano, and one girl's story in particular really hit home. And then another girl's story hit home. And I decided to take the two stories and make them one story to tell a story through the music. And it's about a girl who lives in the suburbs who doesn't her father left, her brother left, she's alone. She takes a drink in the morning, like the first line of the lyrics is, you know, she, in the suburbs of somewhere is a lonely girl. Mm-hmm. She dreams of a life in a different world. Mm-hmm. She takes a drink in the morning to stop the tears and a pill in the evening to numb her fear. And then she walks the streets at night and she's picking up guys, not because she's selling her body, not because she's using it to make money, to self-medicate, because she feels no love in her life. And that's the only way she can feel any love or feel any human compassion or touch, even though it's through people she doesn't even know. And then, you know, the bridges and the angels, they cry out, they scream in the night how redemption, forgiveness is there inside. So it tells the story about her going through everything that she went through, finding a way back home. The name of the song is A Way Back Home.
Wow.
And,
wow.
You know, just, you know, it, and there's another song about being alone, really alone, and feeling so alone and feeling so unimportant that the biggest fear that you have is that you will die and no one will know you were even here.
Mm-hmm.
And the song is called Disappear. And it's that. There's another song called Cry, which is about someone who is screaming from the inside, someone who's dealing. I have one song, I hate the title, but I didn't know what else to call it. But if you listen to the lyrics, it's called Going Insane. And it's about, you know, dealing with, you know, all of these issues and people around you. You try to hide the fact that you're having trouble with this. And it just drives you further and further into a place where you don't want to, where you don't want to be. So the songs are very heavy. There's one song called Addiction. It was originally called Heroin, but it's called Addiction. And what I wanted to do was tell the story from the side of the drug or the medicated, whatever your choice of medication was, whether it was alcohol or drugs, and how it, you know, it tells you how much it loves you and that it's your friend, and no one will understand you like it will, and it wants you, and then it uses you, and then when it's done and there's nothing left of you, it moves on to the next person and does the same thing. So the entire song is this song from the viewpoint of the actual drug itself, not the person, the person going through it. It's the viewpoint of the way the drug sees the person going through it.
That's very, very interesting, incredibly interesting. Tony, can you hold on? We have to hit a break right now. You stick with us a little longer?
Tony Luke.
Oh, as long as you want.
All right, beautiful. We're talking with Tony Luke, and we'll be right back.
A cancer diagnosis knocks the wind out of you. The experts at Jefferson Health's Sidney Kimmel Cancer Center can help. We tailor a care plan to fit your specific cancer, with access to leading-edge treatments like immunotherapy and advanced clinical trials, all from the location that works best for you. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW, the Sidney Kimmel Cancer Center, until every cancer is cured. Starting with yours.
Huntington Creek Recovery Center is Eastern Pennsylvania's premier provider of transformative care for individuals whose lives have been impacted by addiction. Our 40-acre campus offers a tranquil, recovery-focused environment. We specialize in evidence-based care that addresses the effects of trauma and offer a unique program specifically for adolescent males. Huntington Creek Recovery Center can help you achieve lasting sobriety. Call us today at 844-948-2320.
Hi, this is Governor Tom Wolf.
Thousands of families across Pennsylvania have been affected by the opioid epidemic. Together, we can fight this disease. If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, help is available. Visit pa.gov/opioids for resources and information on substance abuse. For treatment options, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Brought to you by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Tom Wolf, Governor. Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
Hi, this is Judy Collins, and I listen to Clean and Sober Radio.
This is Elvin Bishop, and I listen to Clean and Sober Radio.
Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a
can't get enough of that song, man.
I know.
I can't get enough, man. It's about my life, about your life. It's about all of our lives.
Absolutely. Resiliency.
If we're lucky. Hey, let's take attendance real quick.
Sure.
Suzanne Duncan, Fred Martin, Keith Hornog, Ellen K. DeSoy is watching. Andrea Duffy.
Hey, Andrea.
Hope you're well. Dawn Searock. Hey, guys. And who do you have on?
I got my friend Jason Powell. He's a fireman in New Jersey.
Oh, really? Yeah. Hey, Jason. What's up,
Hi,
man?
Hi, Jason. And then my old friend Raina Silver. She calls me Ned for some reason. I look just like one of her friends.
Ned?
Ned. She calls me Ned, but she's living in Colorado. Hello, Raina. Good to see you.
Joseph Mulhauser is watching. And I guess Andrea Duffy is talking to Dawn Searock.
So they're talking back and forth.
She's talking behind our back is what she's doing.
Jeez, we got to get her back in soon.
Patrick Roach is watching. And you said Jason Powell. Dawn misses her record player. Well, you can go buy one. Bridget Walsh. Daniel Fleming. Mary Santiago. Michelle Quirk Turner. Charles Walker. Daniel Gross Formasino. Michael Vetz. Hey, Michael. Paul Ridge and Robert Green. Jeff Phillips is watching. Is that your buddy?
Jeff
Phillips. I keep thinking he's your buddy.
Gary, you always do.
Listen, it's fun. I don't know who's your friend on here and who isn't.
Yeah. Well, you got like 2,000 friends on your Facebook.
Because I'm much older than you.
And Jim Piotrowski's got like everybody in the world on his.
Yeah, I know he has. Hey, Jim, how are you, buddy? We got to thank Jim all the
time. Oh, yeah. Jim's the man.
I know I'm going to butcher this. Mark Giabildito. Can you say that any better than me?
Let me take a look here.
Take a look.
Mark Giabildito. I can't get it.
Okay.
Maybe Brad can get it.
Listen, Mark.
We should have him call in and tell us how to spell it.
Yeah, call us in at 1-888-329-3306. 1-888-329-3306. And by the way, call in if you want to talk to Tony Luke. Here's your shot, man.
Yeah, and we were just talking during the break of just that. Tony, your talent is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, you've acted in multiple films. Now you're putting out an album. You make a great cheesesteak as well as a cheesecake, from what I hear. And you can eat a whole pizza at a sitting. Was it one pizza or two pizzas? You told us that before.
Oh, I can eat a whole pizza. Like pizza is my kryptonite. Like
What do you like on it, Tony? Tony, what do you put on your pizza?
I'm going to say something that most people will agree with. I like almost everything on a pizza, except for me, the absolute no-no is pineapple.
Oh, yeah.
Who puts pineapple on pizza?
I don't like fruit on pizza.
Pineapple. I don't like anything sweet on a pizza. You can't put pineapple or grapes or strawberry. That's not going to work.
Tony, you know what I like, especially when I have your cheese steaks? I like a little bit of anchovy in that.
Oh, you're talking to a guy as a kid.
Yeah.
Used to work at a bakery. I would take fresh bread coming out of the oven, which is why I'm so damn heavy. Would take fresh bread out of the oven. I would smear it with butter. Then I take a can of anchovies, pour the anchovy oil in the bread, and then put the anchovies right in the bread just like that. I love anchovies.
Yeah. My wife Marjorie calls them eyebrows. She looks like, or they look like eyelashes or something. You know. So okay, what were we talking about before this? All the stuff that Tony does.
About
the songs, Tony. The songs, and what inspired you to do this? And where are you recording? Do you have a recording studio in your house or what?
I do. I have a recording studio in my house where I do the bulk of the recording.
Yeah.
But then I go over to Joe Niccolo's studio where I lay the vocal in. Joe does all of the mixing and, you know, he guides me from there because I want to give a major shout out to Joe because he did something that I never thought could ever be possible for someone like me.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe's one of the greatest men I've ever met. He has a heart bigger than the room that I'm in. But Joe has a reputation. If you look him up, he has a very, very good reputation. No one gets 9 Grammys right. and 150 million albums sold, not knowing what they're doing. And when I originally went to him, I said, Joe, would you do me a favor? I'm putting together this album. I would just like you to mix it if you can for me. And he said, yeah, Tony, whatever you need, come in and we'll do it. And when I played him the songs, mm-hmm. you know, the next day I came into the studio, he said, Tony, I want to give you a deal. I'm like, what do you mean you want to give me a deal? He's like, I want to put you on Blackbird Music. Like, I want to put you on the label. I'm like, no, really, Joe. He goes, no, I'm not kidding. These songs have to be out. Like, they have to go out. And I was like, you do know I'm 58 years old, right, Joe? And he goes, yeah, it doesn't matter. This music has to go out. And I remember he said something really good to me. And then I said, Joe, I love you. I do. And I know you love me. The music's the most important thing in the world to me. I just don't want you to put out something as a favor to me. And I'll never forget, he looked him in the eyes and he said, Tony, I do love you. He said, but I'm going to tell you right now, I didn't work all my life to build up a reputation that I have now so I can release an album that's no good, that people say to me, what's wrong with Joe? Did he lose his time? He said, believe me, this is not a favor. These songs should be out there. And it was like God, like it was a miracle from God, because trust me, all of these songs don't come from me. I know people say that and they just say it just to say it, but I mean it. Everything on that album came from God. Like, everything came through me. I was just lucky enough to be a vehicle that, because when I tell you, the music is just coming to me. Like, I sit in front of the piano and it just comes. The melody comes, the chords come, the lyrics, it just comes. And that's never, ever happened to me before.
That's also a God's gift, because you can't learn. All the successful artists, it comes from within. I couldn't teach you how to write music. You have it in your DNA.
Oh, it is definitely a gift. See, the problem was when I was younger and I wrote music, you know, I never really quite got there. Something always happened that stopped it from working. And I kept thinking, why would God give me a gift and then not allow me to use it? Mm-hmm. Like, because all of the things that happened were things that were never under my control. And then I realized it's because when I was younger, the music was about me. It was about me wanting to be a recording artist. It was about me wanting to be a famous songwriter. It was about me wanting to be a singer. Everything was me, 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 me. And now in my life, none of this is for me. It's like now I know why I was given the gift, and now I think things are happening because I finally realized that the gift was never meant for me. The gift was meant from God for me to share and reach people that need to hear that message. And once I understood that, the music just flowed.
Tony, who will do the pressing for the vinyl? Are there still facilities around that do that?
Oh, now I hope Joe's not going to kill me. But I don't think I'm letting a cat out of the bag. I don't think I am. I'm pretty sure most people know. But his brother is Phil Niccolo, and together they own, you know, they have Studio 4 recording studio.
Yeah.
Well, Phil Niccolo is putting together a full vinyl album pressing.
Wow.
Because vinyl is coming back in such a strong manner. Because kids are realizing. And here's the greatest thing, too. Kids today, everything I've experienced, when I say kids, I'm older. So I mean people in their 20s, not people 13, 14, 15, 16, but people in their 20s don't care anymore who the artist is. They don't care if it's a 58-year-old man. They care about, what is your music saying? What are you contributing to the world? Are you making it a better place through your music? That's what they want to hear. So my audience where it should normally be in their 50s. I think my music appeals to anyone in their 30s and up, and people in their 20s that've been through a lot, because yeah. the songs tell a very strong story.
Well, Tony, listen, we appreciate you giving us a half an hour of your time. We absolutely think you are, I have to say, he's one of the greatest guests we've ever had. And a great, and more importantly, you're a good person. You know, you're a good person. And we
appreciate you. And a survivor.
And a survivor. And we appreciate you. And before we let you go, can you tell our audience how they will be able to order your music?
Okay, the best thing to do,
yeah.
and I hate promoting this, but it is really the best way to know where to get it, when it's going to be available, is I'm always at Tony Luke Jr., TonyLukeJr, on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. If they follow any of those, I always put date, and I always give little previews. Like, if you go on my Facebook now, I wrote a song called Sail Away With Me. When all this bad, everything was going crazy. It's probably one of the most spiritual songs I've written that's on the album, which is very different from the rest of them. And it's about when you're in your darkest times, you need to reach up for the light. You need to know that there is hope, that it's there. And I did a little preview on my Facebook page and my Instagram page. So if they go there, you'll get an idea. Now, the whole album is not like that. That is probably the one really spiritual song that is on there. But I always put little nuggets of what I'm doing. I even redid a rendition of Man in the Mirror. Wait until you hear the rendition. I put a little snippet of it up just acoustically on my pages that you can see on Instagram and all. But I'm really excited for the album to come out. I really am.
And Tony, when it does come out, and we'll talk before that, I want you to give me all the information so Mark and I can promote this to the recovery community.
I could never thank you
enough.
Yes,
you can. You'll bring me a cheesesteak with anchovies. And Mark, what do you want?
A cheesesteak with fried onions and cheesecake on the side.
And cheesecake. Oh, there you go. Hey, Tony Luke, thank you so very much.
You're the man.
You're the man. Have a great weekend, and we'll be in touch with you.
You as well. God bless.
See
God
you, Tony.
You. See you, brother.
He's a great guy. Great guest.
He is really... He's a good guy. Let's do this. We gotta do another break, and we'll be right back.
A cancer diagnosis can knock the wind out of you. The Sidney Kimmel Cancer Center at Abington Jefferson Health can help. Our brand new Asplund Cancer Pavilion brings you 86,000 square feet of cancer-fighting science for truly comprehensive care, backed by the strength of an NCI-designated cancer center. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW. The Sidney Kimmel Cancer Center at Abington Jefferson Health. The power to out-science cancer.
Don't let addiction rob you of one more day. Pocono Mountain Recovery Center offers comprehensive addiction treatment for adults. Depending on your unique needs, your care at Pocono Mountain may include detox, residential treatment, and an array of outpatient options. We also offer transitional living support and transportation for outpatient participants. Pocono Mountain is in network with most major insurance plans. Start your recovery journey at Pocono Mountain Recovery Center. To learn more, call 877-596-0223.
Huntington Creek Recovery Center is Eastern Pennsylvania's premier provider of transformative care for individuals whose lives have been impacted by addiction. Our 40-acre campus offers a tranquil, recovery-focused environment. We specialize in evidence-based care that addresses the effects of trauma and offer a unique program specifically for adolescent males. Huntington Creek Recovery Center can help you achieve lasting sobriety. Call us today at 844-948-2320.
Can I go to the sleepover?
Lucy, I want you to promise me something. If there's any drinking, I want you to say, no thanks, not my thing.
Mom!
I promise you, your real friends won't care. Deal?
I promise, Mom.
They really do hear you.
Did you pack your toothbrush?
For tips on how to start the talk, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. A public service message from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration.
Hey, this is Mark Stein from Vanilla Fudge, and I listen to Clean and Sober Radio.
Hey, this is Darryl Strawberry, and you listen to Clean and Sober Radio.
Yep. Hey, we got a couple couple new people
take
in here.
And Mark.
Guys,
come on.
Share the show. We want to get it all around the world if you can. We got Ellen Finn. Anchovies are the best.
She's cool.
If
man.
You order anchovies, you usually get to eat the whole thing by yourself. That's smart, right?
And nobody will kiss you, I can tell you.
Yeah. Yeah. Alex DeSavo, Man in the Mirror. Great interview. And then our good buddy, Mark Willig, the man, says ole.
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 What does he think? We're in Mexico?
I guess so. He might be in Mexico for all we know.
Mark, I know you're not doing anything. Call us, will you?
Yeah, give us a call.
Colleen Kilkenny is watching. Nick Donofrio is watching. Did you say Annette Krause?
Yeah, and Jane Shapiro.
My sister. Gary, anchovies on pizza, just like you know who. I guess he's referring to my father, probably liked it.
I don't do anchovies on pizza. I don't know.
Oh, don't you?
No.
I don't like big strips of anchovy. I like little pieces.
I think I'm ordering pizza for dinner tonight.
Sounds
after
good.
All. Oh, it does, doesn't
what
it?
What are you going to get? What would you get on?
I like pepperoni, but I'll get like half pepperoni, half plain.
For your son?
He actually eat pepperoni too. But a lot of times he pulls the cheese off. I used to do that as a kid.
How about
too.
Andrea? What does she like?
She likes either.
That's good.
Yeah, she likes pepperoni or everybody's going to order pizza. We should start a pizza shop.
Yeah. Okay.
Clean and sober pizza.
Beautiful. After you bring the map up, we'll sell pizza.
Gosh.
I'm only messing. Mark, come on. Did you say Kevin Lima?
I did not.
Okay, he's watching. And DeCasa is watching. DeCasa or. Aren't there any Mary Smiths out there that we can't, so we don't butcher these
you
names?
You always get the names that are like the really
one.
Complicated ones.
Lester Walker.
There you go.
Hey, Lester. Alex DeSavo, Man in the Mirror.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Great interview. Mark. Paul Diaz. Is that a relationship?
Yes, Paul Diaz used to go. What do you mean, a relationship?
You're what? No. Mark, what I'm trying
I
to say
went
is,
to school with
well,
him.
Well, what's the last name of your wife?
Oh, I got you. Now I
did
put
you
it.
Know your wife's maiden name?
Yes.
Was Diaz? Okay, yes. Good.
No relation there.
So
no
easy
relation.
It's so easy to mess with, Mark. Okay, no relationship. Paul Diaz is watching us. He's not related to
Hello,
you.
Hello, Paul.
Hey, Paul. Frank Trainer.
Oh, Frank and Frank.
Tell me about Frank.
Frank is such a great guy, so active in the recovery community, and he just, you know, unfortunately suffered a recent loss, very tragic. And so we give you our best, Frank. You're in our prayers. Yep. I hope you're hanging in there. I'll give you a call next week and catch up a little bit.
Okay. Robert Brandis is watching. Robert, how are you? I miss those lunches that we have with, what's his name?
Who?
God. We got to lunch with my counselor from Strecker in 1982.
Oh, yeah. He called one time,
yeah,
didn't he?
Might have called. Yeah.
Strecker.
Strecker, man. It's a hard name, Strecker. So I miss those. Let me see. Patrick Roach. I don't want to miss anybody here.
Robert Brandeis, finally able to let you know I'm here. Special hello, Ibrahim Mohammed.
Oh, Ibrahim.
You know what? Robert.
You know, it'd be cool to visit him in the Maldives.
Oh, we get the clean and sober plane. You know, you and I can fly out there.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Be made out of balsa wood.
Balsa wood.
Monica McCallie Puckner. Wait a minute.
Pokorny.
That's, you know, you're right. Monica McNally Pokorny. That's a hard one.
Oh, look, she said Gary Pokorny.
Wait, she writes her good luck with this one. Oh, she writes it. She's spelled
hyphen corn.
Where's she from? Monica, where are you from? Tell us where you're from.
Yeah, and if anybody wants to call, say hello, let us know how you're doing.
At
1-888-329-3306.
Yeah,
all right.
That's it, man.
There we go.
That's it. Come on, call us. Don't be afraid.
You know Mark will call.
Let's see if he'll call. Interesting. So let's see what else is going on.
Conchahokan. She's from Conchahokan.
Oh, she's from Conchahokan?
Yeah, I used to go, my home group used to be in Conchahokan. They changed the name, but I used to love the name. It was Stairway to Recovery.
Yeah.
And it was in Conchahokan.
Okay. Yeah. That's a hard word to spell.
What's that?
Conchahokan.
It is.
Conshocken.
Well, she spelled it right. Yeah, you got it.
I'll tell you what I can't spell. Is Schuylkill.
Schuylkill. Schuy. I don't know.
Uylle,
I think.
I don't think there's an E on the end of it, but I think you got that right. Brad, you know?
I have no idea. I'm from Western Pennsylvania.
Oh, and my good buddy. Yeah, Max Adler is watching. I played hockey with him. He moved out with the good old Wildcats, and he moved out of town. But a great skater, good defenseman, great guy.
We got Robert Brody. I got so clean and sober with Robert back in '82.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, Robert's a good guy.
I would have loved to see you as a newcomer. That would be great.
Well,
you know, back in the day,
I
was seven, you know.
I bet you were
7 years old, yeah, when you got sober.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Oh, I guess you were born in 70 what?
75.
That's when I got my first Corvette.
Oh, really?
75.
Do you still have that Corvette? You have a car.
I've had a lot of vets. No, yeah. I have a Jag, an old Jaguar.
That's right. The one it's in your driveway.
It's in the garage.
In the garage, yep.
You said Max Adler?
Yes, he's the man.
Now, how do you know him again?
Played hockey with him for several years
The
Wildcats. Hatfield Ice.
Okay.
That's Pennsylvania. In Hatfield, yes. We played hockey as a defenseman. We won a summer championship in the men's C-League.
Good for you. Is Hatfield where Judge Duffy is? Is that
yes.
the area she is?
Yes, I believe so.
I think
Hatfield Township.
Hatfield, yeah. That's interesting. It's really cool to have these people come back in your life.
It is.
That you were either just sober with or you were getting high with.
Yes. Know? It's very cool.
It is cool.
You know, they're just chiming in, saying hello.
I think the coolest thing like that ever happened to me, I was in Paris and I walked into a meeting. And there was somebody I knew in there.
In Paris?
In France, yeah.
Really? What's the chances of that? You know.
It's zero. Almost zero. Well, it's good. Listen, let's do this. Let's take another break. Our sponsors want to be heard. And when we come back, we're expecting at least five of you to call us at 1-888-329-3306. We'll be right back.
Don't let addiction rob you of one more day. Pocono Mountain Recovery Center offers comprehensive addiction treatment for adults. Depending on your unique needs, your care at Pocono Mountain may include detox, residential treatment, and an array of outpatient options. We also offer transitional living support and transportation for outpatient participants. Pocono Mountain is in network with most major insurance plans. Start your recovery journey at Pocono Mountain Recovery Center. To learn more, call 877-596-0223.
A cancer diagnosis knocks the wind out of you. The experts at Jefferson Health's Sidney Kimmel Cancer Center can help. We tailor a care plan to fit your specific cancer. with access to leading-edge treatments like immunotherapy and advanced clinical trials, all from the location that works best for you. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW, the Sidney Kimmel Cancer Center, until every cancer is cured. Starting with yours.
Recovery Centers of America at Devon is proud to offer inpatient, outpatient, and detoxification services for those struggling with drug and alcohol addiction. We're proud to be in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield, Aetna, Magellan, and AmeriHealth, making the world's finest addiction treatment both affordable and accessible. Call 1-800-RECOVERY today to learn more. Recovery Centers of America at Devon admits patients into our secure, world-class addiction treatment campus 24 hours, 7 days a week, and can provide complimentary transportation from your location to our campus within 3 hours.
Hi, this is Governor Tom Wolf. Thousands of families across Pennsylvania have been affected by the opioid epidemic. Together, we can fight this disease. If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, help is available. Visit pa.gov/opioids for resources and information on substance abuse. For treatment options, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Brought to you by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Tom Wolf, Governor. Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
Hi, Grandma. Can Nina come over for dinner?
Sure. I've been meaning to ask you, what would happen if someone offered you a drink?
Grandma?
If anyone ever does, I want you to say, no, I have too much respect for my family and I don't want to get in trouble.
I promise, Grandma.
They really do hear you. For tips on what to say, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. This message brought to you by SAMHSA and this station.
Hi, I'm Tony Luke Jr., and I listen to Clean and Sober Radio right here on WWDB 860 AM.
Hey, man, this is Ricky Bird, former member of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, an inductee to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as of 2015. And I listen to Clean and Sober Radio, and so do my friends here, right?
Hey, we're back. Clean and Sober Radio. You know who we have on the line?
We have Monica.
Pocorny. Hey,
yes.
Monica.
Hi, Monica.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I love this show. I try to listen to it every Friday.
We know. Oh, that's
we
awesome.
My weekend. Great start to the weekend.
This is the first time you're calling in, right?
First time, and it's Pocorny.
Pocorny. Okay.
God, could you get an easier list? I mean, geez.
Well, it was McNally, and I always say the only thing I don't love about my husband is his last name.
So where are you from, Conshohocken?
Conshohocken. Yeah.
Did you grow up around here?
I did. Conshohocken.
Where'd you go to high school?
Archbishop Kennedy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. No longer there.
So give us a short synopsis of your story.
I am working on 17 months.
Congratulations.
Great.
Thank you. Very exciting. Very exciting. Life-changing. I kind of was always a more social than social drinker. Mm-hmm. And my switch, I always say my switch didn't work. My on switch was great, but my off switch didn't work very well.
Isn't that the truth, right?
Yeah. And it just got worse and worse. And then it's kind of at the same time as my oldest daughter got her driver's license, it was the same time my mother got diagnosed with terminal cancer. And that just kind of turned me into a tailspin. Mm-hmm. So I just never, my off switch really got stuck and it never turned off. And I just kind of was like a blackout drinker 5 out of 7 days a week. Yeah. And my life really kind of got out of control. And luckily I had, my rock bottom was pretty high. I didn't really lose anything except for, my self-respect. Mm-hmm. A lot of embarrassing situations. My husband, thank God, he stood by my side every second of every day. And I kind of outed myself to my family and was like, I need help and I need it now. And my sister is a nurse at a local drug and alcohol center. So she was able to, the day I said I needed help, within 4 hours, I had a bed at Miremont.
Oh,
great.
Nice.
Yeah, great.
Mm-hmm.
How long were you in there for?
28 days to the day, actually, oddly enough.
Beautiful.
So I always say, I didn't even realize when they gave me their suggestions of things I should do, I didn't know that was suggestions. I thought there was like, this is what you had to do. Mm-hmm. I was so broken at that point and had no idea what to do. Whatever anybody told me what to do, I did it. And I never was a person to finish anything. I started things and never finished it. So talk about God being in my life, because I always thought I knew better than everybody. And I knew at this point I didn't know anything. This is my first time trying to get sober. So I did the 90 meetings in 90 days. I went to IOP. I did whatever they told me to do, because I knew I didn't know how to do this by myself. And I thank God I have such a supportive family. At my one-year anniversary, there was 40 people who came to my house to surprise me, and we had a party.
Oh, that's awesome.
And cake and cupcakes. So 40 people came here, and still going to meetings, still growing strong to meetings. Not as much in person, obviously. I still go to IOP once a week. I have a supportive family with my Miremont family, my IOP family, my AA family, and then my actual family members. So I have so much support. My children are a great support to me. My husband, I really feel like I'm the luckiest person. And my life has changed. Things I used to wish for, like I want this, I'm going to do this, which I never would do. It might as well say I wish I could go to the moon. Because I never did anything, I actually have now. It's amazing.
You know, you have a great story, and it's you know, people that are listening to you who are maybe having problems, your message is there is hope, and we do get better, and you're a great example of that. So, Monica, Mark and I really do appreciate the support that you give us each week, because we know you are watching each week, and that means a lot to us. It really does.
And I appreciate you guys. I really do. You really do give me a great start to my weekend. I think you're funny. I mean, your guests are amazing.
You think I'm funny?
I think you're both funny, but I think you're funny.
We're a little dorky at times.
Yeah, we're dorky. We're dorky. Hey, Monica.
No, I just enjoy it. I enjoy it. Yeah. I mean, it's like it's really good. Helping people in a fun way. And I thought when I got sober, I was going to lose my personality. And that was a big fear of mine, because I thought I needed to drink to have a personality and to enjoy myself. And I'm finding that that's the opposite. I don't have to hide behind the alcohol to have fun. Now I have the confidence I can be fun and not have to worry about, did I say this? Did I hurt this person's feelings?
Yeah,
and I
great.
Can just be honest.
That's
yeah.
great.
Isn't
Monica,
that great?
Yeah, Mark and I have a great time together. We work very well together. So listen, have a great weekend, and we'll see you next
too.
Week.
Yeah, see you next week.
All right,
week.
Take care.
Bye, Monica.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank
have
you.
A great
Bye-bye.
Weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Mike, put Mark on, all right?
Our buddy.
Mark. Mark.
Mark.
Yo.
Turn your radio down, as Herb
I guess,
Homer used
I
to
guess
say.
There's a delay in the...
I, you know what, man? I've been having so much trouble today. I went on Facebook to do the Facebook broadcast, and it was all in Spanish. And then I tried typing stuff in, and it was all backwards. So I had to get out and go, because I wanted to talk to Tony, but... Guess what, man? That last call, Monica, that was a hope shot, man.
That's right, man.
Wasn't it?
That was a hope shot. That's what recovery is all about. And if you're still listening, Monica, from country, you are doing wonderful. And, you know, a day at a time and a moment at a time if you have to. Because, you know, these days people are depressed and they're killing themselves. I mean, it's really getting out of hand. But I want to tell you a quick funny.
Yeah, you got
funny,
about 30 seconds, bro.
Okay. Tony's best friend, Michael Kappa, was my cousin, and he didn't talk to his family for a long time. And he finally talked to his family, and it was only a couple years later that he passed away. And, you know, I have the same situation going. I haven't talked to my son and daughter. My son is like 11 years. So, like, you know, I just, you know, there's hope. Every time there's a holiday, I text them, the birthday, Christmas. But anyway, I just I wanted to tell Monica, if she was still listening, that you're doing great. And this is what we do. And this is how we do it. Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
baby, you're right.
All right. You know, so guys, you know, I see the Pepsi. And what are you eating, Gary?
I'm eating a little lettuce and some carrots.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, so guys, have a great weekend. Mark, I hope to talk to you. I called you.
You did? Wait. I called you twice.
No.
I swear to God. I didn't see any calls from you. Are you calling my new number, my same number?
I don't know.
Why don't you give it out right now, Mark?
But no.
That's Mark, because I swear to God, I called you twice.
Okay, we'll hook up. Don't worry, you know.
You're the man.
Thanks, Mark.
All right.
Have
Gary,
a great weekend,
take care, buddy. I love you guys.
Love you too.
Put the
Mark.
Put the Pepsi away. Goodbye.
Bye. Hey, let's get the rest of this group. Jay Brooke, I think it's Lippy or Lipey is watching. Robert Brody likes anchovies. Jay Brooke Lipey, good stuff. Jamie Blake is watching. Hey, Jamie. Alan Herriton is watching, and Suzanne Duncan says, great caller.
Oh, yeah.
Great caller.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I knew her as Suzanne Duncan. It's really Suzanne Duncan Lightbody.
I like that last name, Lightbody.
Yeah, she's a lightweight.
Very cool.
Great lady. Great lady. Okay, what's going on this weekend?
So I am in a fishing tournament with some of my buddies this weekend.
It's going to rain tomorrow.
Yes, but the tournament is still going, so I'm going to put on a bunch of rain gear.
Okay.
Buy some clam and
what?
Clam.
For
clam.
What? For bait?
For bait, yeah. Buy some clam and fish in the surf.
listen, that's great. That sounds like a great weekend, man. Hey, everybody, thank you so much for watching us. We appreciate your support. What else?
I know. What are you doing?
I don't know what I'm doing, man. After that, I don't know what I'm doing. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Hey, wait a minute. Are we still rolling?
I hope we pass the audition.